Here, fishermen in Cork and Kerry have expressed concern over a rocket launch tonight in the skies off the southwest coast. The launch is being carried out by UK company Virgin Orbit, which will use a repurposed passenger airliner to release a rocket taking 9 satellites into space. The Department of Transport has issued a precautionary warning to fishermen and others working at sea to stay out of the area south of Cork and Kerry for several hours tonight due to fears of rocket debris falling from the sky. Well, Patrick Murphy is CEO of the Irish South and West Fish Producers Organisation, and he's on the line now. Very good afternoon to you, Patrick Murphy, and thank you for taking our call this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
That's okay. So this rocket launch then in the skies above the waters off our southwest coast, and a warning from the Department of Transport for fishers and for other users, maritime users of our waters in that part of the country, to stay out of that area this evening. What's your reaction to that?
Look, this, I quote the words, dangerous debris if a mishap were to happen. That means that it explodes and everything that's up there comes flying down from the orbit, right? And down on top of the heads of people that are in that area. So this is really dangerous. Like, this is not something that you would just discard. Look, we need more protection for our fishermen and the environment in these areas, right? And we need it from our ministers, and Eamon Ryan, who is a minister, a green minister, to allow this to continue, rockets up into the airways and burning of carbon. It flies in the face of what the message that's been given out. But for us, like, this is going to impact on our ability to make a living out there. Would they expect us to steam for miles? Just to put this in context, like, to steam this area would take maybe half a day. So you're out of the area, this might happen, because it's not just about tonight, it's on for the 13th of January or the 15th again, Brian. So there's no clear communications on this. We've contacted Virgin Media.
Has there been any consultation with you by either the department or Virgin Media or anybody involved in this?
No, this goes back to the same as we said about the Russians and military exercises. We don't seem to be getting this communication right between the various departments. And look, we have emails from Virgin Media.
Maybe we want to be careful about making comparisons, but Virgin Orbit is a very different operation to a Russian naval fleet. Satellites are part of our modern world, aren't they? They're crucial to our communications. Lots of fishermen depend on satellite navigation, on information from satellites, really important information about weather systems and so on. So, you know, we do need and we do appreciate this technology, but it has to be put up there.
I don't disagree with that for 1 second. But, like, you wouldn't get permission to launch this over Dublin or any other populated area. So there's areas of the sea that they could do this as well, out into international waters, just like, we won't draw the comparison, others that moved away for safety reasons. Mm. Like, you don't put people's lives in jeopardy when you have an alternative. And we believe there's an alternative. There's been 5 of these, we're aware of, expeditions, right? And one of them didn't go well. So I don't know how bad that was, but 4 of them were successful. But they were off the coast of America. Why are they coming here, you know, is the question. But it's not lack of communication.
Sorry, you've asked the question, why it's in our waters, is because I think this is the first of its type involving a UK company.
Yes, but UK have their own airspace. You know, this is Irish waters and European. The UK is no longer a member of the European Union. It's a coastal state. So, like, I can't understand how when the British Aviation Authority said no to this, that the Irish Aviation Authority says okay, and no consultation, as you said, with the fishermen. Well,
do we know that the British turned down permission?
That's what I've been told, yes. So, like, if they're being told that they can't do it over British airspace, why suddenly is it over ours? And look, as I said, right, this is dangerous. If that explodes above there and their boats, not just fishing boats, though, mind you, any marine traffic, you know, coming in, and this is off the coast of Cork and into the port of Cork, there's a lot of traffic out there. There's a lot of boats. There's a lot of marine traffic. Right. And, like, you can't just put down the shoe and go 50 miles to your left or to your right. We have boats that fish, and they shoot the nets for maybe 6 hours at a time. So this really will discommode boats if they choose to go out the way. Right. We're not able to tell our boats where to fish.
All right, Patrick, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much indeed. Patrick Murphy, CEO of the Irish South and West Fish Producers Organisation, back with the...